WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. A grand jury in Maryland has indicted President Trump's former national security advisor, John Bolton. The 26-page indictment includes 8 counts of transmission of national defense information and 10 counts of retention. This comes after a search of Bolton's home and office in August. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
When that search of John Bolton's home in Maryland and his office in D.C. was executed, the feds seized some things. They took phones, computer devices, and a series of records with markings that said confidential.
CBS's Nicole Skanga says the indictment alleges in 2018 and 2019, he sent diary-like entries to 2 individuals.
At no point did he have the authorization to store or transmit the classified information that he sent to these 2 individuals or even to store them.
Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
It's a similar charge to what was brought against President Trump. And of course, he said that that was not a violation of the law.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to consider funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of the administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, adding additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to assist residents currently receiving SNAP benefits. Education Insider magazine recognizes Mid-State Technical College as Wisconsin's top technical college for 2025. The college serves an 8-county district through 4 cities, including Wisconsin Rapids. Dr. Shelley Mondek is the president of Mid-State. She said, quote, "This acknowledgement reflects the shared dedication of our faculty, staff, and partners to serve students and strengthen our communities," end quote. Friday and Saturday is the annual ODC Haunted House in Wisconsin Rapids. Dreadmore Keep is the classic horror scary experience, and Dreadmore Cove is the kid-friendly experience. This community event is free and open to the public. It's all-inclusive and wheelchair accessible. That's October 17th and 18th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. This Saturday is Science by the River in Wisconsin Rapids. The event will take place on Saturday, October 18th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. along the Riverfront Trail. This celebration of science, nature, and community offers free, hands-on activities at over 15 discovery stations. The route follows the Riverfront Trail from Lyon Park to Ben Hansen Park. Families can explore the activities and meet local scientists, educators, and enthusiasts. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers and Dodgers in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 tonight with the Brewers and Dodgers in the NLCS after losing the first 2 games in Milwaukee. Do the Brewers have a chance to turn this thing around? Manager Pat Murphy.
You guys might have us counted out, and I understand that. 90% of the teams that have been in this situation don't win the series. But this team has been counted out a lot this year, and I think there's some fight left in them, and it'll be a little tougher path doing it on the road, but we swept the Dodgers early in the year on the road, so at least there's some capability. I know the Dodgers weren't the same team then, but, you know, 10 times this year we've won 4 in a row, so that's also a possibility.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for their season opener next Wednesday in Milwaukee. How do they look on defense?
I think we have to have a hell of a week, personally. I think we are average at best right now. I think we've taken a step back a little bit, and we'll get it right.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or 2 tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Currently 57 degrees.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers and Buckeyes square off in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, we'll ask our Week in Review panel all about the protest plan for Saturday against things like trying to have your political opponents arrested, troops in the streets, rampant inflation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9.
Government shutdowns and more.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
They wish to break the entire thing. That is the objective. It isn't about efficiency. It's about breaking it. And it's about breaking it for what end?
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
Gerrymandering is bad for everybody.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I'm grossly discouraged, and I have given up on any justice in our system. It doesn't exist anymore.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. Don't give up hope. Yes, there is still justice in this world. We are a democracy of laws. We're going to get into what that means in just a moment, but I want to bring you some breaking news. The military commander, this is according to reporting by the New York Times just within the last hour, the military commander overseeing the Pentagon's escalating attacks against boats in the Caribbean Sea that the Trump administration says are smuggling drugs is stepping down, according to three officials just today. The officer, Admiral Alvin Holsey, is leaving his job as head of the U.S. Southern Command, which oversees all operations in Central and South America, even as the Pentagon has rapidly built up some 10,000 troops in the region, oh my goodness, and is considering what is a major counter-drug and counter-terrorism mission. You know, President Peace. Just gonna some CIA covert activities. This is President Peace.
Oh, don't get me started.
Nothing to see here. Also, just want to share this with everyone as well. In a major setback for Donald Trump and his National Guard deployments here in the U.S., the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, which covers Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois, has declined to disturb the temporary restraining order that had been issued preventing the deployment of National Guard late last week. That decision was published over the weekend. This is the hearing last week where the judge basically said that she doesn't really believe or trust the factual representations of DHS. Extraordinary. The Seventh Circuit three-judge panel that made this decision today includes a Trump-appointed judge, as well as a George H.W. Bush-appointed judge. Huh. Interesting, isn't it? The Seventh Circuit concluded in reaching their decision that they see no rebellion permitting use by the National Guard of the National Guard by the president. No kidding, for crying out loud. And all of this brings us very appropriately to my next guest. I am super stoked to be talking to Liam Kent. He's with the He is with the Blue Anchor Project, which is one of the national partners for the No King's Day. I'm going to call them celebrations. The No yes. King's Day movement, the peaceful rallies that are going to be happening across the country mm-hmm. this Saturday. Welcome to the show, Liam. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, trust me, I even mess up the name on occasion. I literally have to go by the acronym BAP to be able to say it right. But
good acronym salad is always good fun. I never want to object to it. I want to jump right in. We've got some sound mm-hmm. that I wanted to play for you because You know that you're striking a chord with the MAGA movement and freaking them out when they start to just lie every which way to Sunday about what's going on. I was at the No Kings first protest. I had a conflict that day, but I volunteered to take my 82 and 83 year old parents and their late 70s buddies all down there in one big clown car of rally goers that were, you know, either octogenarians or near octogenarians. It was a bunch of people with signs singing songs and listening to speakers. There wasn't anything even remotely violent about it. But this is what Republicans are saying. Jacob, let's take cut 43.
This Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th, the Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the Mall. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes.
And then October 18th is when the protest gets here. This will be a Soros paid for protest where his professional protesters show up, the agitators show up. We'll have to get the National Guard out.
Hope to continue this shutdown for what? For a Hate America rally that's taking place in the Mall on Saturday, Maria?
Just to appease the most radical elements of his base. So that on the 18th, when they have the Hate America rally that everybody knows is coming.
If, in fact, they are waiting for this No Kings protest, you know, No Kings means no paychecks. No paychecks and no government.
And that's one of the things about Antifa. You've heard President Trump say multiple times they are organized. They are a criminal organization. And they're very organized. You're seeing people out there with thousands of signs that all match pre-bought, pre-put together.
The No Kings protest, Maria, really frustrating. I mean, this is part of Antifa paid protesters. It begs the question, who's funding it? But yeah, Democrats want to wait for a big rally of a No Kings protest.
Okay, I'm not quite done yet. I promise, Liam.
I was just going to say, where's the Soros money? I'll take a paycheck.
Let's just deal with that. And here's Ted Cruz saying again about the Soros funding, because again, right wingers
oh,
like
goody,
to trade.
I can't wait to hear
yes,
this.
Yes, they like to trade in conspiracies that Jewish folks, you know, are ruling the world. Here's Ted Cruz trading in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories on national news. Cut 47.
The Democrats today are a party of radical interest groups. Now, I will say one of the most important things President Trump has done recently is he has pledged that he's going to go after Antifa. And what I've been urging is follow the money, cut off the money. And you look at this No Kings rally, and there's considerable evidence that George Soros and his network is behind funding these rallies, which may well be riots all across the country. And Soros is writing the check.
What a jerk. And so I mean, I very rarely use this word on the air. What an ass.
Yes. This is coming from the man that runs away from his constituents and goes to Cancun and leave his dog in the house because he can't handle helping people. This comes from the man who gets how much money from the Koch brothers ecosystem, if you want to go that whole route.
Yes.
I mean, the fact George Soros, like, yeah, he funds quite a bit of Democratic groups, but like, it's we actually like, you know, do change. He doesn't fund mine.
Yes.
I'm this is all volunteer for me. I mean, everything that we do, I crack up at how they're like the Hate America thing says the people who hate America. You know, it's like, at least be consistent.
Well,
you're saying that you're the silent majority, yet now you're the ignorant minority. You say that you say... Oh, that's like, I'm better than you. No, you're not. Yes, I am. But then at the same time, you are not your pathetic little imbeciles who don't understand the concept of reality. So you have to make up alternative facts to fit your own concept of reality. I mean, these people are in their own delusional land, while all of us who are organizing No Kings are actually listening to the people. That is why millions of Americans came out last time. I was in Boston. We had the largest turnout of over 1 million people. I'm heading back to Boston again, and I'm expecting there to be double the turnout. We are seeing twice as much engagement. We saw twice as much engagement last week. We're seeing even more now. We're gaining 100,000, 200,000 plus RSVPs a day. Then you just multiply that by like four or five times.
Yes.
Because not everybody RSVPs. Yep. But they bring their friends. So we're going to see millions upon millions of people collectively across this country, from small town communities all the way up to the big cities, and even across the world. I mean, we have them in Canada, we have them in France, we have them in the UK, we have them in Europe, we have them almost on all continents. And if we have them on all continents, I would love that. You know, it's last time Australia called me up right after No Kings wanting to ask it. So it's like the entire world is behind the American citizens, and nobody likes Trump except Trump. I mean, like, yeah, I can
go to FCC regulated airwaves. Hopefully,
so
we caught
sorry.
That. So hopefully we caught that. But let me just say this. The reason that the rhetoric coming from the right is worthy of note, and the reason that I played it, and I've got a little bit more sound that I want to get to. Mm-hmm. I just want to listen to what Caroline Levitt said yesterday. And again, this from the MAGAs that, you know, just about a month ago were claiming that incendiary rhetoric and, you know, lambasting Democrats for calling what is a duck, meaning Donald Trump has autocratic fascist tendencies. Mm-hmm. Listen to what Caroline Levitt said yesterday on national news.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world.
No, you're not. And this is the reason that I wanted to play this sound. First of all, who sounds like they've gotten the talking points memo, right, from their billionaire overlords? Mm-hmm. These are all of the same people saying all of the same lies over and over and over again. I have never met a member of Antifa. I have never seen a member of Antifa at any protest or rally that I have been to in my entire life. I couldn't find one if I wanted to. I don't know anyone.
What do they even look like?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
And literally, the very name of the organization tells you that they're not an organization, right? Like, they're anti-fascist. They're, by definition, like, not an organized group. But the reason that I bring this up is that what they're trying to do is lie to discredit ahead of time. They know exactly what you know, Liam, that people across the world and across this country, in numbers far exceeding No Kings One, are ticked off, are concerned, and are mobilizing. They're worried that that level of mobilization will make them look illegitimate. It will make them look small. It will make them look anti-democratic. It will make them look anti-American. So what do they do, like every other conservative in recent memory, most, and I'm talking about MAGAs? They project what they know is going on in their deep, dark, tortured soul, and it comes out in these confessions. This is dangerous stuff. And listen, when Caroline Levitt, the White House press secretary, when Senator Cruz, Bob Emmer, Steve Scalise, Scott Bessent, by the way, this has nothing to do with the shutdown, though the timing is interesting given the fact that Democrats are trying to fight for affordable health care and Republicans won't even negotiate in good faith. But when they say things like terrorist ring, it's all Democrats are pro-Hamas, Antifa, Marxist, or terrorists. Mm. Okay, these are dog whistles that create a permission structure among the MAGA faithful. And a couple of those folks that we heard speaking, I think it was Steve Scalise, said it's the permission structure to sic the military on Americans exercising their First Amendment rights. It is the permission structure for the tin pot wannabe dictator to deploy military powers against his own people.
It's because they're cowards. You know, they have to use military force to project their power because they have none. True power and true leadership is representing what people actually, the American citizens, want. And so you have these insignificant little people try to continuously tell people what to do. I mean, Come to No Kings Day on this Saturday. Go on to nokings.org to find your local event and show them that
you're going to come back with me, Liam. We're going to continue to drop that website.
Okay.
I like little insignificant people. I want to see us in the millions showing up to say no to our wannabe tin pot dictator. We're going to continue this discussion with Liam Kent on the other side as we get ready for No Kings here in Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tune in to WFHR on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 for a special Halloween broadcast featuring the entire radio station staff. Get ready for trick-or-treating by listening to spooky stories, scary songs, and creepy poems to get you in the mood for a frightfully fun evening. This special is brought to you by Johnson & Sons Jeep, Gary's Coins, Hoffman's Tackle, Elks Lodge 693, El Cafe, Maker's Square, Beaver's Dime Store, Jensen Community Center, and E-Way Sales & Pawn. Listen Halloween night from 5 to 8 if you dare.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. For the rest of this half hour, I am joined by Liam Kent of the Blue Anchor Project, one of the national partners for No Kings. Neither he nor anybody that works for his organization is getting paid by George Soros. Not sure where that nonsense is coming from. Not like, I don't know, the GOP or MAGAs take huge donations from billionaires or had one running the entire executive branch for a few months. I don't know. What are they talking about? Liam, I wanted to get into the fact that, for example, here in the state of Wisconsin, we have rallies that are happening in Manitowoc, Green Bay, Marionette, Merrill, Antigo. I'm just looking at the map on the nokings.org website. They are all over La Crosse, Baraboo, Sheboygan. There's just, it's across the state. And what I want people to know, this is absolutely about people who are patriotic. This is absolutely about people who love America. And it is not about specifically Democrats. It's not about that at all. It's about people that are concerned about the abuse of power that is happening, and they're coming from absolutely every background, from rural farming communities, small towns that major manufacturing left a long time ago. It's coming from people that know that regular folks in this country are hurting, and that billionaire tax giveaways and tax giveaways to mega corporations when you're slashing $1 trillion from Medicaid and Medicare is not the way to help us move forward as Wisconsinites or as Americans. What are you seeing in outside of what folks would assume are bigger urban, bluer cities? There are more protests happening in these other communities than there are in the bigger cities.
Oh, yes. It is amazing how many, just across the country. I mean, I'm over here in Maine, and I live in outside of the big cities, and the amount of people that are energized, that want to make a difference, is astonishing. I mean, last time there was this big bridge in Maine, and there are tons of big bridges, but people were going, it's probably like, got to be a couple thousand, like I would say like 3,000 or so feet long. People were lined up end to end first time. I'm expecting that to be doubled in just the small town communities. We have some lovely volunteers in Ipswich, Massachusetts. They already have registered 2,000 people. Wow. And obviously you double that amount for people who are actually going to show up. So that's going to be 4,000 or 5,000 people in a tiny retirement community. And, you know, it's everywhere. You know, we have folks over in California, whether they're Northern California, Southern California, that everybody's engaged, whether you're over in Wisconsin, which we actually have some, you're right. Those events, they're going to be gigantic and they're only growing,
yes.
You know, and then we have, everywhere you can imagine, there are going to be major events, including in Chicago, which my folks over at our partner organization, New Digital Now, they're going to be at the Chicago one, and they're cracking up because Governor Pritzker is just like coming from downtown Chicago that is war torn.
Yes, and then, I've and seen then pointing that video.
To the, yeah, and then like what? And then like what? Pointing to the ducks in the river, the tiny little rubber ducky. I mean, like. I love this hilarious diatribe from the Trump administration. It's not working. They think they're trying to be really smart and not. It's not working. No matter how much they say that, you know, they're trying to now blame us for the shutdown. Like,
yeah,
come on.
It has
seriously.
Nothing to do with one another. Here's
no,
some
it
other...
has something to do with they're obsessed with covering their butts. And,
yes.
You know, they don't want the Epstein files shown. So, like, they're
distract.
But of course, distract, distract, distract.
100%.
They never take accountability for their actions, but we are because we're actually all going to show up on Saturday.
Regular Americans from every walk of life, and I think every political persuasion. I talk to plenty of conservatives of good faith who will tell me they are deeply concerned with the way that Donald Trump is operating in the second administration. Let me hear just a few of the other places in Wisconsin that are having no kings, peaceful, America-loving, democracy-loving rallies, and I'm just going to call them big old parties. Siren, Wisconsin, Spooner, Wisconsin, Hayward, Wisconsin, Brule, Wisconsin, Ashland, Wisconsin, Washburn, Wisconsin, Bayfield, which is literally up at the very northernmost tip of our state. They are everywhere. Iron Mountain, Michigan, which is right on the Wisconsin-Michigan border. It's just incredible. Minocqua, Eagle River. Everybody in Wisconsin's been to Eagle River. Very, very popular vacation spot. Phillips, Wisconsin. Folks, if you want to get engaged, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, an independent, and I never vote because I hate politics, but boy, this looks a little suspicious to me, go to nokings.org, bring a friend, get yourself RSVP'd and registered. But as Liam just pointed out, registration is not necessary to participate in this democracy-loving, America-loving, peaceful party rally on Saturday.
True patriots are the ones that go to events to support democracy and stand up and fight for democracy. That is something that the Republicans have. They always try to claim, you know, like those annoying flags that the Trumpers always have of they're like true patriots support Trump. Like, no.
Well, funny that you mentioned the use of flag as imagery by MAGAs and Republicans. An American flag that was altered to include a swastika was displayed by one of the legislative aides to GOP MAGA Representative Dave Taylor of Ohio in a Zoom call, and it was photographed. Was the legislative aide blind? I mean, this is what we're talking about. And I'm going to talk about a way that this all relates together, that we see it showing up in other forms of media. I'm going to talk about Stephen A. Smith when we come back. A deeply problematic figure who wants to actually be a potential presidential nominee, but is leaning into the racism on the right. Thank you so much, Liam Kent. I look forward to our peaceful party rally on Saturday. No kings here in the United States. Folks, stay tuned. I discuss and dissect Stephen A. when we come back on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Savannah Tolme-Olson reports.
Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs, and so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball. And it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeemer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Ricalf Rivera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tolme-Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The future of Mr. Taylor Swift, a.k.a. Travis Kelce, is already feeling the pressure to have kids with his bride-to-be. During a recent appearance on the New Heights podcast, Dwayne Johnson and Jason Kelce, Travis's older brother, encouraged him to become a dad, saying, "Your life changes in a great way." At one point, Johnson joked that he and Jason were putting the voodoo hex on Travis. Kelce popped the question to Swift in August. How great would it be if their kids had Travis's singing voice and Taylor's gridiron talents? More Ed Helms? Yes, please. Deadline.com reports that The Office actor has signed on to the new film, The Stunt Driver. The story follows Ken Carter, played by Jay Baruchel. Carter was a stuntman who tried to jump over the St. Lawrence River in a rocket-powered vehicle, which at the time was considered the most dangerous stunt ever. Helms plays Dick Keller, an engineer who designs the rocket vehicle. I'm intrigued. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight, with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Currently 57 degrees.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month. Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Cara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Liam Kent, founder of the Blue Anchor Project, national partner of No Kings Day. You can find out more about a No Kings protest, rally, peaceful America-loving event this coming Saturday by going to nokings.org. Thanks to Scott for telling me that it's Marinette, not Marinette. We always appreciate listener fact checks and pronunciation checks here live on air. Thanks to Scott. Angie from Monroe. Heck yeah, we can do photos. And folks, if you want to text in photos on Monday during the show of you, your friends, loved ones at the Love America rally on Saturday, get them ready. Text them on in. Maybe we'll put them together in a little collage, especially if you're going to be down at Cathedral Square, where I will be the speaker at No Kings, addressing the rule of law and the fact that at least in democracies, you're not supposed to have presidents that are immune. You're not supposed to have presidents that think they can unilaterally direct the military and law enforcement and the intelligence communities and the tax collectors against their political enemies. That's not supposed to actually be a thing. And I can't wait to talk about it with all of you. And folks, this to me is about as nonpartisan as it can get. This is about loving America. This is about standing up and standing for the most important principles that our democracy was ever founded upon. And one of those, of course, is the separation of church and state. And I've been talking a lot about the fact that it is lie and distraction for MAGAs to wrap themselves in the flag, to wrap themselves in law and order as they pardon J6, people that beat police officer, tried to kill them. It's complete nonsense when they wrap themselves in the cross every day. And Eric Trump, just 2 days ago, proved exactly why I'm right when it comes to wrapping themselves in the cloak of Christianity. Listen to what Eric Trump had to say about his dad.
And look how much better humanity and our world is. You know, we're saving Christianity. We're saving God. We're saving the family unit. We're saving this nation.
Okay, I mean, wrap that up. You know, wrap that up. Last I checked, and I'm talking basic Bible knowledge here, folks. If you put yourself on equal footing with God, that is a sin. And it's not just any sin. It's not a minor sin. That's a major sin. Some would even call it heresy. I don't know why that's okay. Can you imagine if like Barack Obama's, if Malia got on some news show and was like, my dad saved God, what would happen on the right? And this, again, coming from this party where these young men, I don't even want to call them young men. The one of them is 35 years old. This investigation by Politico came up with some of the most disgusting chats I have seen. These guys have all worked with or chaired or led the Kansas Young Republicans, talking about gas chambers, watermelon people, talking about raping their enemies, bringing back slavery, talking about how glad they are that the Epstein files have been suppressed, using white supremacist symbols like 1488. And all the apologia from some on the right, it rings a little hollow. Since you want to venerate Charlie Kirk, who also traded in some of the most base dog whistle bigoted statements that a person can make. And no, the context never saves it. It's rhetorical trick. J.D. Vance about that saying, grow up, focus on the real issues. Don't focus on what kids say in group chats. The reality is that kids do stupid things, especially young boys. They tell edgy, offensive jokes. These aren't edgy, offensive jokes. This is hate speech. And it's not being told by boys. The 8 of the 11 participants in this chat ranged in age from 24 to 35. This according to Mother Jones. The oldest appears to be Joe Maligno, I think, who is 35. This is the guy that talked about gas chambers, used a bunch of racial slurs. He had identified himself as the general counsel, like the chief legal officer for the New York State Young Republicans. Mike Lawler and Elise said nothing. There are pictures of them together with this guy online, said nothing about it. And then when Hakeem Jeffries had the audacity to point out this rampant hypocrisy, this racial hate, this gender-based hate from the right, Representative Mike Davis called Hakeem Jeffries George Soros's house slave, making my point for me. You can't even disagree on substance. What you got to do is call somebody else's slave. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Charles from Milwaukee, always happy to see you on my caller list. What you got for us this afternoon, sir?
Hey, Maggie, got a question for you. I'm not sure if you can answer it or not, but they didn't make this big of a deal for the first No King rally. Why are they coming out the way they're coming out this time? Why do you think they are?
I think it's a
Hate America rally, and yeah.
Charles, I think it's because of what I said before with Liam, and that is this is going to be so much bigger. And what does an authoritarian, what does a dictator, a wannabe fascist hate most? They hate it when the people en masse reject all of the lies and the garbage that's being spewed out by the tin pot wannabe dictators. Allies who hope to feed at the trough of the billionaires and retain some power and wealth and control through illegal means. They don't want the regular people to say, we know that's garbage. We know that a president shouldn't be able to do these things. We believe in democracy, small d. They don't want to see tens of millions of Americans saying this guy is not okay. And this is not acceptable in the United States. I think it also is coming at an inconvenient time for them during the shutdown when the one Democratic demand is to restore the ACA subsidies. I just think they literally can't handle the heat. You know, like all bullies, when you stand up to them, they tend to buckle. This bully happens to think he can control the military unilaterally and is trying to foment unrest. So the one thing I've got to say to everybody about Saturday, if you're going, bring your American flag. Let's love America together. And whatever happens, you remain peaceful. You remain peaceful because that is what is going to matter in these moments. So why did I start with this revisiting of all of this racist hate that comes spewing out of the MAGA right? It's because Stephen A. Smith, who, if you don't know who this gentleman is, he is one of the most influential. The man has made an absolute dominating career in first sports talk, and he got pushed back and held down, and people didn't want to platform him, and he persevered through all of that. He has made himself wealthy beyond imagine. He has influence beyond imagine as a sports commentator, and he's known for saying kind of incendiary, in-your-face things. But it has become known in recent years that Stephen A. Smith thinks that he should become a politician, thinks that he should run for elected office. And so he now has this podcast, and he basically attacked Representative Jasmine Crockett. And I wanted to get into this with all of you to close out our show this afternoon, because, again, just like all of these Republicans lying about the peaceful, America-loving octogenarians and near-octogenarians and teenagers and lawyers like myself who deeply love America, who have never met an anti-fascist, don't even know where to find them, all these people, why are they lying about that? They're lying about it and calling us all Antifa and terrorists and pro-Hamas and Marxists to, again, create the permission structure to use violence against people that are just trying to exercise their First Amendment rights. That's what this is about, to create the mayhem that produces the excuse to suppress speech. That is always what this has been about. And Stephen A. Smith, in his critique of Representative Crockett, is complicit in creating a permission structure that enables white supremacist racism and slightly more covert racism by elected MAGA leaders. That is what that is about. And Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if he intends to do that, but what Stephen A. Smith is doing is sort of appealing to what he thinks will get him clicks, and what folks who maybe don't think all that deeply about issues might be knee-jerk inclined to agree with, right? Stephen A. Smith, when he talks about politics, has this, like, there's this, like, fig leaf sort of thin veneer of, like, oh, this sounds okay, maybe he's onto something. And he always tries to put a bow around his commentary by saying, like, you know, I might not be so smart, but just this seems real obvious. When the first part of what he said is true, he doesn't know much, if anything, about politics or complex public policy. And in many ways, he appeals to the lowest common base denominator in people and fancies himself as sort of a genius. He's one of the perfect examples of the Dunning-Kruger phenomena or the Peter Principle. That guy thinks he's way smarter about a lot more stuff than he actually is. He is a brilliant sports commentator. I think he is a brilliant broadcaster, period. Certainly far better than I am. And he has wealth, influence, power, reach, audience to prove it. And I don't think that people that talk about sports can't talk about politics. But because Stephen A. Smith has been so incredibly successful at what he's done, I have to raise an objection to how he's using that platform, using that wealth, using that power, using that influence, which I believe is careless and destructive in a time where the young Republicans think it is perfectly acceptable to trade in the most vile, racist, bigoted language on a daily basis. I think it is wrong for Stephen A. Smith to use his influence, power, reach, massive audience to even in a tiny way create a permission structure where our military, emboldened by a president and a Supreme Court, engages in racial profiling to disappear people, deprive them of their civil rights, and deport them to countries that they have never, ever, ever set foot on. So we're going to have to take care of a little business, and then we're going to come back, and I want to share with you what he said about Jasmine Crockett. And then when he got called out by Roland Martin, by a whole slew of other very influential black media commentators, entertainers, and folks with a big profile, his pseudo non-explanation, quasi-double-down nonsense. Because we, all of us, have to start calling things out as they are. You do not have a tinfoil hat on. Okay? We've got to call it out as it is. Straightforwardly, and what Stephen A. Smith did certainly is a permission structure for racism. Stay tuned. We're going to listen to that next, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm talking about Stephen A. Smith's attack on Jasmine Crockett of last week. Let's listen to the original, a portion of the original statement that Stephen A. Smith made about the representative. Take a listen to this.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausted. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they
choose. This isn't the cut I wanted. I need 31. It's his original statement, I think.
You Jasmine Crockett or somebody like that. Ladies, I respect intelligent women, no doubt. But how a Jasmine Crockett chooses to express herself, I'm like, is that going to help your district in Texas? Aren't you there to find a way to get stuff done as opposed to just being an impediment to what Trump wants? How much work goes into that? I'm just going to go off about Trump, cuss him out every chance I get, say the most derogatory, incendiary things imaginable, and that's my day's work. That ain't work. Work is saying, that's the man in power. I know what his agenda is. I'm not exactly in the position to stop him since the Republicans have the Senate and the House. But maybe if I'm willing to work with this man, I might get something out of it for my constituency. Because like Joe Manchin said, he's there to represent, or was there for 15 years to represent, the people of West Virginia. She's supposed to be there to represent the people of Texas.
It's just bad. Do you not know that there is nothing that Jasmine Crocker could ever, ever, ever try to negotiate for that she would ever get? They're never going to give her the time of day. By the way, Republicans in the state of Texas are trying to mid-decade gerrymander her out of her seat, which the Supreme Court is about to even greenlight more. He literally has no idea what he's talking about. And he talks about saying incendiary things and talking smack and calling that work. I don't know, Stephen, isn't that what we do for a living? Just wondering. But he gets really nasty about it. When he's called out, he complains, oh, about what I had to endure this week. What you had to endure, you make tens of millions of maybe 50 mil plus a year spouting off about stuff that you don't really know that much about. You don't endure anything. You volunteered for that job. So when other famous people criticize you, don't talk about it as if it's some kind of hardship. That is ridiculous. But then he got really racial about it. This is 33B, Jacob, cue that one.
And all the verbiage and all the nonsense that I've heard over the last few days is why it can get exhausting. Because nothing frustrates me more than when people have the truth at their disposal and they choose, maybe not lie, maybe not even embellish, but allow their emotions to usurp facts, and all of a sudden want to use that as an excuse to label me as being something and doing something I'm neither not nor have I done, which in this case is disrespecting Representative Crockett out of Texas, who, by the way, has had an invite to this show for weeks, by the way. Governors Josh Shapiro and Spencer Cox came on this show. Senator Lindsey Graham came on this show. Joe Manchin, now retired, came on this show. Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher came on this show. Okay? And more coming. And she has an invite. And AOC has an invite. Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic House leader, he just was on this show. I've invited Jasmine Crockett. I have nothing but respect for her.
No, you don't. Did you notice a thing about all of the name checking he just did? Like bang, 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 bang. All men. All men. Talks about truth. The truth is, Stephen A., you don't know what you're talking about. He talks about rhetoric. That's what you do, Stephen. And he tries to go into saying that he respects black women, blah, 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 blah. He then talks about the fact that Jasmine Crockett, this is Stephen A's words, I wish we had the exact cut right here, but he basically talks about the fact that she brings the way that she talks on the streets into congressional debate. I think this is cut 35. Let's see if we can squeeze it in here. Let's take a listen.
So this is an accomplished, well-educated woman. Ain't nothing about her stupid. Ain't nothing about her something to dismiss or disrespect when it comes to her resume. Let's get that out of the way so as to make sure I'm not being disrespectful when we're talking about her, okay? What's her reputation? Crockett's performance in the House, according to research, and her success in delivering wins for her district is quote unquote mixed. She's active, ambitious, and visible. Exceptional when it comes to fundraising. But many of her major efforts are still works in progress, bills stuck in committees, introduced but have stalled.
Yeah, it's a lot. And let's take cut 34.
First of all, I'm going to be very, very careful about anything that I say about Roland Martin because he's a friend. I'm going to be careful about anything that I say about D.L. Hughley because I have respect for that man. We've spoken a few months ago. I got nothing but love for him. I am concerned about him not making people laugh and smile as much anymore as he used to because he's more of an activist now than a comedian.
Yeah. It's all of this puffery for all of these men. The truth is, Stephen A., maybe it's time to look in the mirror a little bit. Maybe it's time to think about the standards that you hold black women or women to that speak out and use a platform and make sure it's the same standard. Especially when you're talking about the vile things that Donald Trump says about Jasmine Crowe. Oh, wait, Stephen A. didn't do that. That's going to do it for me, folks. You have a great afternoon. Go crew. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. John Bolton has been indicted.
John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, one of the most powerful advisors in the United States government, is now a criminal defendant in case 25-CR-314 in the U.S. District Court for Maryland.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. He's accused of mishandling classified information. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
These are serious charges. Obviously, nobody wants to be on the receiving end of a federal indictment. There are number of counts here, and they include something that's quite serious, which is having and retaining and potentially disseminating information that could put our country at risk.
Legal expert Rebecca Royfe.
The Department of Justice has obtained a warrant in this case, which distinguishes it from some of the other cases that have been politically charged in which it looks like the Department of Justice has pursued the enemies of this administration, or particularly of President Trump.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.